Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it can be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Silence Amidst the Storm, Finding God's Voice in the Quiet. And today's focus is hearing God's voice in our day-to-day life. In today's relentless rush, the art of stillness has become, well, a rare treasure. Often buried under the debris of our bustling lives, yet within the sacred space of silence, there lies a profound invitation. Be still and know that I am God. This directive is from Psalm chapter 46, verse 10. Isn't merely an appeal for quietude, but a call to deep transformative awareness of God's omnipresence and sovereignty. It's in this stillness that we fine-tune our spiritual senses to discern the Spirit of God amidst life's cacophony. Let's explore how we can cultivate this essential discipline, enhancing our ability to hear God's voice in the everyday. Our springboard for today's discussion is Psalm Chapter 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. Now, the command to be still transcends a mere cessation of activity. It's an invitation to enter a state of spiritual receptivity where our awareness is solely fixed on the presence and reality of God. Now, this stillness is where the noise of our worries, plans, and the world's demands fade into the background, allowing God's voice to become the most distinguishable sound we hear. It's a discipline that requires intentional practice, especially in a culture that equates busyness with significance. However, the rewards of this practice are immeasurable, leading us to a deeper communion with God and a clearer perception of His guidance and will. Let's do some focus training. One. Schedule stillness. Dedicate a specific time each day for stillness before God, whether it's in the morning, during a lunch break, or in the evening. Make this appointment with God a non-negotiable part of your routine. Number two, technology detox. Allocate periods where you disconnect from all forms of digital distraction. Use this time to quiet your mind and heart, making room to hear God's voice without competition. Number three, nature retreats. Spend time in nature, where the beauty of God's creation can help quiet your soul and sharpen your focus on His presence. The simplicity of the natural world often facilitates a deeper sense of spiritual clarity. And number four, mindful meditation. Practice biblical meditation by focusing on a specific verse or attribute of God. Allow your meditation to lead you into a deeper sense of awe and awareness of God's nearness. And finally, number five, a listening journal. Keep a journal dedicated to recording what you sense God might be saying during these times of stillness. Over time, you'll be able to discern patterns and confirmations of God's voice in your life. In conclusion, the journey to hearing God's voice more distinctly in our daily lives begins with our willingness to be still and know that He is God. It's in silence that we are reminded of His majesty, His love, and the reality that He speaks to those who take time to listen. By incorporating practices that foster spiritual stillness, we open ourselves to a richer, more vibrant dialogue with the divine. In today's call to action, choose one of the focus trainings to practice to implement in your daily life. Be intentional about creating a space for stillness and approach this time with expectancy, believing that God desires to meet with you and speak with you. And today's question of the day, what barriers do you encounter when trying to be still before God? How do you overcome? Let's pray. Father, in the hustle and bustle of life, help us to find our stillness in you. Teach us to quiet our minds and hearts that we might be more attuned to your voice. As we seek you in the silence, reveal yourself to us in profound ways, guiding us, teaching us, and drawing us closer to your heart. Amen. As we move forward, let us carry with us the power of stillness, a sacred space where we do not only seek God, but come to know Him more deeply. May our pursuit of silence become the fertile ground where our relationship with God grows and flourishes, and where His voice becomes the guiding force in our lives.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myart2b.com. That's www.myart2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.